Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to the On My Mind podcast. If you're new here, hi, my name's Ava. If you're a returning listener, thanks for tuning in once again. Lovely to have you here. Hope you're having a good walk, run, drive, cleaning sesh, whatever you're doing. Hope you're having a good day. I am having a great day myself because I just had a big fat bowl of True Fruit. I've been calling it True Fruit, but basically it's fruit that's covered in milk or dark chocolate and it comes in this little pack. I've been obsessed with, I'm not even a big raspberry girl, but chocolate covered raspberries, and they come like kind of frozen. It is so good. I've been finding them at Target, and Micah's sister initially put me on because one day she bought it and she was over and I tried some, and tell me why I keep like a pack, like five different packs of the different fruits at all times. They have chocolate covered strawberries, peanut butter, chocolate covered bananas. I don't know. Anyway, before I pop off so much about this, I just needed to tell someone because I'm so passionate about these things. I just need to have like a sweet treat throughout the day. One, of course, it's like a reward. And also after dinner, which, oh my gosh, I also had a great dinner tonight. Mac and cheese and Caesar salad. So clearly I am just doing all the things that are making me happy today. I had plans to make myself like an extravagant, nice dinner, but I don't know. If anyone else lives alone, or when you are alone and you have to cook for yourself, I'm never the most motivated to either try a new recipe or do something that's gonna be super time consuming. As long as it's good, nutritious, I'm being fed. And you know, there were some nights, especially when I was first living alone and I was adjusting, that I would straight up just eat random snacks and low-key be like starving, which was not good because I didn't know how to cook for myself. I've learned. So at least, you know, I've made some improvements, but yeah, I just got back from a very, very quick trip to LA, which we talked about in the last episode that Micah was on. Speaking of that, it was really cool because we were in like Venice, Santa Monica area. We were bike riding and we had taken a stop because whatever, just to take a break from bike riding. And this woman comes running up to us. And she was so cute. I kind of like noticed her running from far away. She had this big smile on her face. It was so cute. But I wasn't sure if she was like running towards us, so I didn't really like look. And then sure enough, she came up and she was literally like, I just listened to the episode where you guys, well, she was, first of all, she was like, are you Ava and Micah? And I just thought it was really cute that she also addressed Micah, because sometimes when we're like out together, Micah just gets ignored, which I understand. Like, he's not, you know, the center of the content and stuff, but sometimes it's funny after he's like, I love how people straight up just don't even regard me sometimes. But yeah, it was really nice because she was like, are you Ava and Micah? I literally just listened to the podcast, which was funny because this was on a Thursday. So she had literally listened to it probably Wednesday, the day it came out. But yeah, that was cool because I feel like usually when I get approached, it's not for the podcast. So when it is, I'm like, oh my gosh, yes, I love that. And I don't know, it was really cool because even after she left, we had just chatted for a second, said hi. I was saying to Micah, it's so crazy that while we were recording, we had no idea who the episode would reach. And that was definitely one of my more favorite episodes just because I feel like he gave such great advice and I just really liked our whole conversation. But I was like, it's so crazy because we had no idea who that was going to reach and who was going to listen to that. So it was cool to see someone in the flesh of like, oh, you perceive this. And yeah, it's really cool. I love getting to meet people. So if you ever see me in public, even if I have a little bit of an RBF, don't be scared. I promise I'm nice. I won't bite, but I also get it because sometimes, like, I mean, I'm even scared to approach people because I'm an anxious girly. So I understand. But yeah, speaking of LA, we were there for a brand trip. Well, not a brand trip, please. No, not that. We were there for a brand event, which I haven't gone to one of those in, my goodness, 3 or 4 years. And it's kind of funny because you see, especially if you're on social media heavily, you see these content creators going to events and it looks so fun and glamorous. And I don't want to sit here and seem ungrateful because I'm so grateful that we got to go. And with the brand we got to go with, I just love them so much. And it was definitely really fun. But my point is that it just looks so glamorous online. But I am just like so not used to that environment of one being around so many other content creators. So I was obviously going to be anxious because I'm anxious in my normal life about like meeting people and socializing sometimes. So that is definitely next level. But it was just funny because I have not been in that scene. And it's interesting because I've been doing content for 10 years, but I've always said this and I've always felt this, but I don't really feel like I fit into that scene, if that makes sense. I don't know. Even when we walked in, Michael was like, come on, get into character. Like he could tell I was just so nervous. We were definitely a little bit underdressed, especially compared to like what everyone else was wearing. They were dressed to the nines. And I was like, oh shit, I literally forgot how to do this. Oh my gosh. But it was nice. I got to meet some new friends that I watched, which was really, really cool. I got to see some prior friends that I don't get to see super often. So that was very nice catching up with people and meeting the people who were running this campaign that I'm a part of. But yeah, that was really, really cool. There was also a performance done by Demi Lovato. That like scratched an itch I didn't know I had. Her voice is so good. She has such good like vocal cords. That was really fun. But yeah, it was really nice having Micah there. I felt like he was like my anchor. I would have just been so nervous, but it was kind of fun to have him there and have him in that world because I have been exposed to that world, but he obviously hasn't, but he's in that world with me here. But I feel like we're so separated from it in Hawaii. Like there's none of that. There's none of that scene. Like we're so separated from that. And it was definitely really nice to have him there, have him like experience that. And we actually had such a great time. I'm saying like I was a little bit nervous and stuff. That was definitely at the beginning before we went to the bar where they had free drinks because that was definitely, I'm not someone who typically like leans on alcohol as a social crutch, but I sure did that night. Very good drinks, very festive, fun. Anyway, we ended up having a great time. Danced, sang, mingled. It was definitely out of my comfort zone, but having like my comfort person there definitely helped. So that was really, really nice. And it was also kind of just fun to gallivant around LA. Honestly, the second we landed, we checked into our hotel. The first thing we do, walk to a Shake Shack. If you live near a Shake Shack, consider yourself blessed because we don't have one here. We're finally starting to get in Hawaii. Like we just recently got Chick-fil-A maybe like 2 years ago. Maui got a In-N-Out maybe like 2 years ago, but I feel like we don't have a lot of popular mainland food chains, which is a bummer, but also not a bummer because I don't know, I would definitely take advantage of that. But yeah, our first stop was Shake Shack. Oh my gosh. Tell me how in the 36 hours that we were there, we ended up getting it twice because after the event we got back, we were like, let's watch anime and eat some freaking fast food. But I'm not gonna lie, Shake Shack is the kind of fast food that I don't feel guilty about because it just feels fresh and good. Let me know if that makes sense. It might not. Anyway, I know for me in the past, I've been skeptical about custom beauty. I feel like a lot of us are. There's so much out there promising solutions from promoting healthy hair growth to fading acne scars. But when pros talks about customization, they truly mean it and they deliver results. Your formula is unique to you, crafted based on your specific needs. So each bottle of Pros custom hair and skincare is made to order and personalized, blending naturally powerful and scientifically proven ingredients to address your specific concerns. So you go through a detailed consultation. Pros examines over 80 factors to gain a comprehensive understanding of your lifestyle and beauty goals, and then they dive deep into your concerns, diet, exercise, habits, and stress levels to understand what affects the health of your hair and skin. Since using Pros, I've noticed such an improvement with my hair, especially the thickness of it. I love having thick, voluminous, healthy hair, and I truly believe that Pros plays such a key role in keeping my hair in top condition. But don't just take my word for it. In a third-party dermatologist-supervised controlled clinical study, aka the gold standard in research studies, Pros proved that personalization works better than off-the-shelf alternatives. So try it for yourself and get your healthiest hair in 30 days or your money back. Pros is so confident that you'll love your results that they're offering my listeners an exclusive trial offer so you can see the difference custom care can actually make. 50% off your first subscription order at prose.com/mind. That's prose.com/mind for your free consultation and 50% off your one-of-a-kind formulas, prose.com/mind. We had a lot of good food while we were there, and I did not hold back. And I'm glad I didn't, because I feel like there was definitely a period in my life where I would just make myself feel bad about everything. Like, oh, you're not working out today, or you're not eating healthy, like you suck, you're the worst, whatever. No, I definitely enjoyed my time, and life is to experience and to enjoy, and I definitely enjoyed. So I feel like, yeah, it's always like a thing I'm working on, obviously, but my relationship with food and like my mindset behind it has definitely also come a long way, which was really, really nice. But yeah, it's kind of nice to be home and starting to get back into a routine. I feel like even though we're settled into moving in, there's really not much that's like left to be done other than little decorations here and there to make it more homey. But we're all moved in, we're settled. I feel like I haven't been settled though, especially just with the back and forth of like Micah working on another island and coming and going and coming and going. It's like whiplash, because both of us, like, our routines get uprooted and it's really hard to like find a steady routine. But I try to just incorporate things that I know make me feel good in my day-to-day life, which definitely helps. Also, not that I really talk about current events on this podcast, like, this is not your source of news. You know this. You don't listen to this to like become educated about things, right? No. That is not what this podcast is for. But can we just talk about that whole IT outage with Microsoft? We were traveling that day, which, what are the odds of that? That was crazy. And it just made me think like how much the internet and technology controls the world, because, oh my gosh, I mean, I felt so bad. I kept seeing TikToks about people like missing a wedding or just important things that they were traveling to do. That was crazy. And also being at one of the busiest airports like in the US, LAX, is a madhouse. It was crazy. Our flight ended up getting delayed like 3.5 hours, which wasn't bad because so many flights got canceled that day. But what are the odds of that? That was crazy. I feel like lots of crazy things are happening in the world. So anyway, I hope you find this to be a safe little corner where we can kind of just detach from all of that. I know that I definitely look to social media to detach from the things that go on in the world. So yeah, I hope you find peace in these little episodes. I do have quite the life update. No, I'm not pregnant. I wouldn't announce it like that, okay? And we're waiting for that ring. Anyway, I'm kind of kidding. Well, yeah, I'm kidding. What was I even saying? Oh, yes, my life update. I bought a Kindle during the Prime sale, of course. I have been back and forth wanting one, not wanting one, thinking if I would actually use it or not, just because there's nothing, especially like if you read, you know, there's nothing like opening up a book, smelling the pages. It's a vibe. It looks way more mysterious too. I will give it that. But one, I feel like some of the books I've been reading are a little thick, especially the hardcover ones. And then my arms get sore, especially at night, holding it above my face. And then especially if like I'm sleeping next to Micah and the lights are off and I want to read, but I'm like, I don't want to turn on the light and disrupt him. It's just, I've kind of been wanting a Kindle more and more. And so I bought one and it has changed my life. And I would always hear people say that, but I'm like, ah, no way. I love a physical book, which I definitely still do. And I always will. But oh my gosh, Kindles are so convenient. And I know this is like not some new revolutionary thing. You're like, Ava, I understand, but I was just against it for so long. But one, it's so teeny tiny. It fits in my little purse. I can take it with me wherever I go. I feel like it's just so much more convenient to read. And I definitely read more with it, I would say, because it's a lot more convenient. If it's dark and I don't want to turn on the lights or like have that whole getup. And I mean, I used to read with this attachable reading light, which is cute, but it's just so bulky and it feels so aggressive. And again, my arms get tired. You can't really like read on your side and get comfortable. It is truly such a good experience. I got the one that has like a sage green back case. It's so cute. And within the first 24 hours that I had it, I started and finished a book, which I haven't done in so long, purely because it was just so convenient. Like I could just pick it up quickly, easily, get a few reading chapters in. Yeah, I'm having a lot of fun with it. I also, if you are a reader and you like fantasy, you're going to be so excited to hear this, but I finally started Iron Flame. That's what it's called, right? I only read one chapter. I'm one chapter in. I'm buckling up because people have said this is like 20 times better than the ACOTAR series, which I loved. Not that I even finished it. I read the first two books and then the third one. I was in a reading slump while I was trying to read that. So I wouldn't not finish it one day, but yeah, it's not on the cards right now. I kind of wanted to switch up the vibe, but I'm so excited to finally read Iron Flame. I do have the physical book, but again, she's thick and my arm muscles hurt. It's like when you do your hair and you're braiding your hair and your arm just gets so tired and fatigued. It's the worst. And I want reading to be like a peaceful, easy experience. So anyway, I'm starting to read that. I'm a chapter in. I'm definitely engaged. I feel like with reading fantasy books, it low-key takes a bit of brain power to create this realm in your head and like understand what kind of world the author is creating, because obviously normal books, it just exists in our world, but fantasy books, they are creating a whole new world. So a whole new world. I didn't need to do that. Really random tidbit, fun fact. I did this thing in New York. It was like a summer camp. It was called Camp Broadway. I loved it. There was a part of me for a few years of my young life that I thought I wanted to be a performer. Clearly, I did not end up doing that. Anyway, I had a lot of random side quests going on. But to my point, I'm so excited to finally be reading this because I feel like everyone has already read it, which is a really scary position to be in. Because some people are the worst and like to ruin the fun for everyone and like spoil the book. So, I'll never understand what goes through someone's head as they do that. But yes, I'm very excited. Also, sorry for all these reading updates. I read the third book in the Housemaid series by Freida McFadden, one of my favorite authors. Love her. I thought the third book was great. I wasn't like obsessed with the ending, but I was obsessed with the book as a whole. And I think a lot of the times with ongoing series, sometimes it just like womp womp, you know, each book kind of gets like progressively a little bit worse. But I thought it was a really strong series, especially when you're doing like three books about such a similar thing. Very good. If you're into psychological like suspense mystery books, you would really eat up that series. If you want a quick, easy, digestible, like captivating read, definitely check that out. I'm really, really trying to get back into reading consistently because I'm always just so happy when I do. My screen time goes down. I've not been happy with my Sunday weekly notification report of my screen time. It's upwards of like 4, 5, 6 hours sometimes, which I'm not proud of. I don't like that. It like doesn't feel good for me. So I'm trying not to go on screens as much, but I am just a girl and I do love entertainment and I do love scrolling and I love watching YouTube videos, okay? But I also do love reading. It's just a matter of getting into the habit. But yeah, I feel like I just love summer reading. I will say Iron Flame is probably a book that would be so cozy to read in the fall, but considering I don't really experience any weather changes here, it doesn't really matter. So yeah, that's my current read. I'm curious to see how long it takes me to finish it because it is a bigger-ish book. But yeah, with the Kindle, anything is possible. I might finish it quickly. We'll see. If you follow my personal Instagram, my main page, you would have seen the scandal that I started for myself. I made everyone think I was engaged, which wasn't my intention. Did I also kind of know that, like posting it, that people were going to think that? Yes. Basically, I was posting a photo dump from our LA trip, and one of the photos was a photo booth strip, like a physical copy of the photos that we took at a photo booth. And the bottom photo was me holding up my ring finger, pointing at the ring, and Mike and I are both like, have this surprise look. And I saw that, and I don't know, I do that a lot. Like, that's a pose that we do. It's kind of just like a joke, and it was not taken as a joke. I got so many DMs. I have not had an influx of DMs like that in so long. I think a lot of people were like, is she engaged? Like, what's going on? Which like wasn't really my intention, but also when I was adding that, I was like, oh, people are definitely gonna think that. Am I gonna debunk it? No. But yeah, the only engagement that was going on in those series of photos was the amount of engagement that I got in my comments because of it. But yeah, if you saw that, I'm here to debunk that. I am indeed not engaged. Even though I feel like everyone else my age is getting engaged these days, which kind of brings me to the topic of today's video. Am I behind? I feel like that's a question I ask myself a lot. It might be a question you ask yourself a lot too. Anytime I talk to literally anyone and this topic comes up, I feel like everyone feels like this. And I don't want to generalize if you don't, but I feel like so many of us do, especially if you are kind of in the same age range of like early, mid, late, like your 20s in general. I feel like there's so much going on. And I feel like this is the time in your life where you see the most differences in where people's lives are taking them, which is so cool. But it's just so, so crazy because I feel like, especially when you're a teenager, everyone's kind of, and you're in like high school, let's say, or college, everyone's kind of on this similar path. And then after college, when people get into the world, the possibilities of what could happen are just endless and they branch out into so many different things. And so it's crazy. I've talked about this before, but I have friends who are married. I have friends who are engaged. I have friends who have children and are younger than me. And it is just such a time to be alive and to be this age because I truly feel like even if I don't necessarily want something for myself, I still find myself wondering if I'm behind in life or if I'm doing something wrong, which is ironic. And it's ironic because I'm sure there's people who see like my life. I recently bought a house and they compare themselves to me and my timeline and they are like, frick, I'm not doing that. Like, am I behind? And so it's just this constant cycle of like perceiving what other people are doing and wondering why you're not doing them yourself, which one, I will say, it's dangerous territory to be on because sometimes you don't even want that for yourself. I said one, but there's not even a two. To my point of that though, it was interesting because I was having this conversation with one of my friends. We were at lunch and she was just saying, oh, I'm so jealous of you that like you're this young and you bought a house here. Like that's literally crazy. That feels so unattainable for me. And I was like, well, if it's possible for me, like it's possible for you. And she was like, you know, it's funny. I don't even think I want that right now though. Like I just want to spend my money on traveling. And I was like, that is such an important realization to come to because I know for me, when I start comparing myself to someone else's life and wondering why I don't have the things that they have, if I really sit back and ask myself, do I want those things right now? Like, is that what I truly want? Typically, the answer is no. Really taking the time to ask myself that has helped me a lot with comparing my life to other people's and has really made me be intentional about realizing like, oh, I can be in awe and be inspired by someone's life without having envy over it or feeling less than. And I wanted to share that and kind of just talk about this in general because I think a lot of us go through this around this age. Also, this is a given, but even just being so grateful for what you do have because no phase in your life lasts forever. And once one phase ends, you're probably never gonna relive that again. And that's something that I told myself a lot with living alone, which is ironic because now I like kind of, I mean, you know, my situation is kind of weird because like I live alone, but I don't because we're kind of long distance. Anyway, I remember thinking that about my whole living alone situation. And I was like, you know what? There is no need to rush this because once I move in with my partner, that's kind of going to be it. And I'm never really going to get the chance to live alone again. And I say this to a lot of friends who are single, or even just advice that I like give online, whatever. Being single is such a gift. And if you think about it in terms of like, once you find your person, you're going to be with them for the rest of your life. And so if you have that mentality, I feel like it's a lot easier to enjoy the stage that you're in instead of wishing it away. And I hate that feeling of wishing life looked a different way or wondering why it doesn't look like someone else's because it really takes you away from your own and then you don't get to enjoy it and then you're not present in the moment, you get kind of like ripped out of it. And that feeling also sucks. I feel like that's when life starts to feel like it's passing you by. And yeah, I think it's important not to put such a focus and so much energy into like what other people are doing, which is a lot easier said than done, especially when it's like thrown in your face a lot. I know for me, sometimes I'm like, okay, let's put the phone down. I'm perceiving a lot right now and our brains weren't meant for this, okay? Like, this is not normal to be perceiving so many different people on a daily basis and the amount that we consume of it. Like, that isn't normal. I mean, it's normalized, yes, but it's a lot to take in and it definitely can take its toll without you really realizing it. So if you struggle with this, with like comparison and feeling like you're behind, I definitely recommend to one, if you are on social media a lot, maybe like following people who are also in a similar stage, I feel like that is very comforting. It is so good, and I love social media for this, to get inspiration from others. I love that. I love following people who have a very different life than me because it inspires me. It shows me what's possible. Sometimes I don't even want what they have, but it's just plain interesting. Or even people who do have a life that I want, it's very inspiring to see. But sprinkling in people you follow that have a similar lifestyle to you, and also even in your real life. I know a lot of people struggle, let's say, with you're like the only single friend and everyone's in relationships. It's okay for everyone to be on different timelines, but it's also, I think, important and very helpful when you are friends with people and you're surrounded by people who are also in like a similar phase in their life to you. Otherwise, it kind of just feels like torturous. And I know that feeling. I know that feeling of like being the only single friend and it feels like all your friends are in relationships. Hang out with other like single people. Like if you have another friend that maybe you're not as close to or whatever, maybe you are, but just expanding who you spend time with, I think, is important in that way. Because if you're constantly with people who have things that you don't currently have that you really want, while it is inspiring and, you know, all those things, human jealousy, like jealousy is a very normal emotion and it's part of the human condition. Like it's an emotion that we experience. We can't necessarily always control, but what's in your control is spending time with people who you can relate to. I think having people in your life that you relate to is so, so important because it just makes you feel understood. You can like talk about things that, you know, it's just, it makes sense. Not to say you can't have friends who are in other different stages, because I feel like for me, I have friends all over the board and I love that. I love it like that. But I also like, I don't know, it doesn't mean I love someone less because they're in a different stage. Absolutely not. But there is something that's really nice about being like friends with someone and hanging out with someone who just gets it and who's in a similar stage to you. Another example, let's say you are like a homebody, you like to be cozy in bed, you don't really enjoy going out, you like to have fun, but going out is not really your scene. And all your friends are big partiers and like just to go clubbing. That's fine. That's great. That's fun. But if that's not you, you're going to sit there wondering like, just feeling the worst because that's not your vibe. And if that's not your vibe, that's okay. That's not your vibe. But befriending people or like hanging out with people who do are also on that vibe is so helpful. It's so nice. It makes you feel like not like something's wrong with you, because nothing's wrong with you. It's kind of funny how this feeling has crept in more and more as I'm like in my mid-20s now, which is, oh my God, so weird. I'm turning 24 in a few months. That is officially mid-20s. I do be thinking about that often, but it's crazy that it's more apparent now than ever how everyone's timelines are different. And that's not a bad thing. I think that's a beautiful thing. If we were all the same, all doing the same thing at the same time, life would be so boring. And also, we don't want the same things. Like, I think it's interesting because, like I said earlier, I would find myself getting envious over a life that I would not even want to live myself, which is just so weird and like twisted. And I don't really understand why. But it's so important to know that you're not behind. Everyone has different timelines. Everyone wants different things. You're not behind, even if you're the same age as someone and they're doing different things than you or things that you want to do. You can't compare your chapter one to like someone's chapter seven. We're just all different, doing our own things on our own time. And you wouldn't want to rush into things just because you feel behind. It's so valid to feel that way. I feel that way sometimes. That feeling like creeps in, like I'm feeling behind. That doesn't mean it's truth. Your feelings don't necessarily mean that that is fact. Like, oh, I'm feeling behind doesn't mean that you're behind. No. What you feel is valid, but that doesn't necessarily mean that it's the truth, because let's face it, there's not really like such thing as being behind. Sure, you may have thought that things would have worked out a different way, or maybe you had placed a timeline on yourself for certain things to happen, but truly everything always has a way of working itself out in the best way possible, in a way that we couldn't even imagine. And at the end of the day, if you can give up this feeling of like wanting to have control over the timeline of your life, it is the most freeing thing, because you won't have all this pressure on you. All timelines are is like pressure. And there's a time and a place for pressure. Yes, I understand that at a certain point, it's like, okay, things got to get moving. But also like go easy on yourself. Like, life is hard enough as it is. Things are going to come, things are going to go. We have no idea when they're going to. And that's just life. The ironic thing is that the people that we compare ourselves to also feel behind in other ways. I have conversations with a friend who is married and has a kid, and I'm like, oh my gosh, like, you're only a year older than me doing all these things. Like, wow, what am I doing wrong? Which, again, it's not like I want that for myself right now, but, you know, it's a feeling I experience. And she's over here like, but you bought a house, what the heck? And, you know, it's just, it's the human condition. We compare ourselves, and it's almost kind of sad if you think about it, but it's almost like no one's ever satisfied. And that makes me kind of sad. I'm like, there's a plan for all of us, and things are going to happen the way they're supposed to. I don't know. I think just giving up control of, like, trying to have such an iron grip on the timeline of my life, like, that has been so freeing for me, because it just took off so much pressure, and things can just happen as they're meant to. So anyway, my point in this episode is hopefully to, I guess, kind of like make you feel better, make myself feel better. I have been having a lot of those moments recently where I'm like, what am I doing wrong? Am I behind? The answer is no, I'm not behind. You're not behind. We're exactly where we're meant to be. It's good to have goals. It's good to have things that we are working towards. I think that's so, so important. But when the comparison creeps in and you start wishing away your life, that's, I think, where it's important to pay attention and really sit back and ask yourself, like, okay, what do I want? How am I gonna take actionable steps to, like, get there and to enjoy where you're at now? One of the biggest purposes of life is to experience it and live it, not wish away the current stage that you're at. So keep doing your thing. You're right where you're supposed to be, and there's good things in store for you. I believe that. You have to believe that for yourself, though. Something I'm constantly working towards is remaining present in the moment. I have sometimes a tendency to worry about what has happened in the past or worry about what's going to happen in the future. None of that's in my control. The past is done. Literally, it does not matter. The future doesn't even exist. The only thing that exists is right now. And so, yeah, that's something I'm constantly working towards, just remaining present. And I feel like that is the best way to kind of get past these, like, weird feelings that we might have. So thanks for listening to my thoughts on that. If you also experience these feelings, you're not alone. I'm not gonna lie, I have to pee so bad. So I'm gonna sign out here, but thank you so much for listening. I hope you have an amazing rest of your day, your night, your week. I will talk to you next week. And that was everything on my mind.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.